I'm here with Andrew Renner, Des Brown, and Aaron Rich, here to talk a little bit about Bluffton Beaver basketball as the season's approaching. We got the three captains in studio with us just to talk a little bit about the season and returning back to the conference tournament, hopefully again for them this year. Returning all five seniors, pretty big. First I'm just going to start with you guys kind of introducing yourselves, let the audience know who you guys are.
I'm Andrew Renner. I'm a senior and I'm a guard.
I'm Aaron Rich. I'm a junior and I'm a forward.
I'm Desmond Brown. I'm a guard and I'm a junior.
Yeah, so the first thing I kind of want to talk about is just, you know, how significant is it just to be returning your entire starting lineup? And then obviously you guys have multiple guys coming off the bench that played last year, as in Jared Kennard, Brevin Dye. So how has that been in the off season and just now the start of practices to be able to have that chemistry with those guys that you've been playing with for almost a full season now?
I think it's pretty big. I mean, obviously, last year we came in with a lot of guys filling new roles. So this year we'll be able to, hopefully, everybody will know their role from the beginning and be able to really play that role to the best they can. It helps in practice because we can help teach the new guys. You know, they pick up quicker with the more guys that we have returning and teaching them new drills and techniques that we have for different areas on the court. So I think it should be a huge help.
Well, yeah, it gives us more experience for this year, step ahead when we play games or in practice, just the younger guys to learn from us.
Kind of to add on that, kind of gives us a competitive advantage because we kind of know who we're playing. Some of the teams we play throughout the year, like, bring some guys back so we know how they play, and it just kind of helps us out.
Yeah, so Andrew, to talk to you, leading scorer from last year, obviously one of the top scorers in the conference last year. How important is it for the rest of your teammates to create opportunities for you? And, you know, what is your kind of mindset going in into each game, knowing that you're going to have, you know, the best defender on you every single game?
So our mindset is that we just want to get the best shot possible. So whether that's me or whether it's Dez, Jamil, Rich, Zay, anybody, the best shot is always the first goal. Obviously, I need to have a scorer's mentality when I get the ball. The first look is usually at the rim. And then after that, we just try to play good team basketball and get the best shot we can.
And then Dez, returning HCAC Defensive Player of the Year. Only a junior. You looking to retain that title a little bit? And, you know, defensively, does it give you a little bit of a chip on the shoulder having that title and knowing that you're going to be defending the best player game in and game out?
It gives me like a little defensive edge. Yeah, a little chip on my shoulder. I don't know.
And then Aaron, for you, biggest thing is that staying out of foul trouble. You know, a lot of games last year, I love you to death, but, you know, What's the biggest thing you've kind of worked on just to be able to stay on the court a little bit? You know, in some games you would have zero fouls, and in other games it would seem like you pick up a few pretty fast. And so just what are some ways that you've kind of looked to avoid doing that again this year?
Kind of it comes with age, you know, being in the program a little longer, kind of focusing on, like, defense, like being in the right spots and rotations, stuff like that, putting myself in better positions so I don't pick up, like, cheap fouls here and there. But I've just been kind of, it's kind of a mental thing. Been working on it, trying to be in the right place at the right time, not foul as much. Just trying to help my team stay on the floor. I'm trying to stay on the floor and help my team out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going to be an exciting year. I enjoy watching you guys play game in and game out. You guys just play with such high intensity. Every single play down the floor, you can hear you guys talking, you can hear you guys just working your butts off defensively, and I think that, you know, goes to Coach Neal and him being such a defensive minded coach. You know, all I hear is you guys talking about, oh, we played defense for 99% of our practice again today. You know, what's your expectations? You know, I see you guys post on social media, it's ring season. You know, I'm excited. I want it to be ring season. I want to follow you guys into the NCAA tournament. I think that would be awesome. But, you know, add on that a little bit more for me, if you don't mind, just talking about ring season.
Well, one of our goals this year is to be the best defensive team in the nation. So what were we last year?
We were 29th or so, top 30 probably.
Well, opponents scored, so how much their total point scoring is. And then he wants us to get number one this year. So, well, we're turning the defensive player of the year. I mean, I should be able to help, but we just got to keep up intensity, pick up people, playing defense better and stuff.
Well, I think it just needs to go day by day for now. I mean, obviously we want to get better each day because I know every other team in our conference right now is getting better each day, and then we'll take it one game at a time, you know. Try to do our best to win each of the non-conference games, but make improvements in certain areas throughout those games. And once the conference hits and we really want to hit it hard, the goal would be to, you know, host the tournament and then eventually, you know, win it and make it to the NCAA tournament. So we just got to make sure that we get better each and every day.
Andrew, last season, any last words you got to say? You know, this is your last college basketball season. You know, what are some things you're looking forward to the most?
You know, this is probably the closest I've ever been with any team. So, like, this is more like a family to me than anybody. So it'll just be special to go out with, you know, all of the players that I've been around for now at 3 and 4 years that I've played with every single night for, we're going to go on, like, 60 games that I've played with these guys after this season. So that'll be super special, you know. Win or lose at the end of the night, it'll be special to me to go out with such a great group of guys.
Des, Aaron, anything else you guys have to say for this season?
Just come out and show some support. The more fans there, the better we play, I feel like. Bring the energy, pack the dam.
Definitely. Des, you got anything?
Looking forward to the season. Hope a lot of people come out. We won't disappoint.
Yeah, so I can't wait for the season. Trent and I are going to be calling basically every single one of your guys' games. Obviously, my game I look forward to the most is you guys playing Anderson. You know, little chip on my shoulder. I love when you guys, you know, whoop on some Ravens. But thank you guys for coming in. I can't wait for the season to start.